This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. Of course, you're welcome to join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. For those of you who want to take control of the airwaves, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, we have Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm, so hop in there if you like. Or we've got the Discord on-air call-in line chat room, which allows you to get on through Discord, which is a chat app. Where normally you can find other listeners and hosts of the show just kind of hanging out and chatting about various different topics before, during, and after the show. Check that out at discord.lrn.fm. As we start here tonight, we're going to talk about political correctness. You've got a variety of PC-related stories, including a Chinese prom dress that has stirred debate over so-called cultural appropriation. It's somewhat new terminology for me, but I remember we talked about it back when Halloween was happening. So
it's a big topic around Halloween time.
We'll revisit that one. We'll come back to that in a few moments. Also, Kanye West in the news. And to start out tonight, the Boy Scouts changing their name. This was getting some headlines earlier this week. I don't think we talked about it during the week here on Free Talk Live, but we did talk a few months back or several months ago when there was a young lady who was trying to get into the Boy Scouts. And
In New York City, I believe, like Manhattan or something, troop there.
And she was, I guess, allowed to get into the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, basically she had been hiking with them and participating with them, with her brothers, for some time. Just in case you're wondering, she's just your average young lady, nothing, odd or weird, except that she likes to hike.
Yeah.
And she didn't feel that the Girl Scouts offered her that.
Not that you would know, but do the Girl Scouts not do camping?
I have the internet, and according to the Girl Scouts, they camp and they hike.
But not often enough.
I get that impression. Huh. I did look up real quick what are the difference between the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts. I can tell you, I was never in the Girl Scouts.
Okay. So were you in the Boy Scouts?
I was a Cub Scout. Does that count?
Okay, I think so.
I made it all the way to the unenviable rank of Weeblow.
People have been joking about that forever.
Yeah, you think they'd change that.
No, they didn't change that, did they?
I don't know. Well, they didn't change it in 1984 or whatever when I was doing it. So, basically, the difference appears to be that Girl Scouts are chastened for apparently only having, 2% of their badges be science-focused, whereas the Boy Scouts have 6% of their badges that are science-focused. The Girl Scouts badges are more communally oriented, whereas the Boy Scouts tend to be far more individualistic.
Huh.
It's a chasm in difference. It's 40% different as far as the badges go. And they don't specifically point out hiking as a difference, but I'll bet you that there's, that Boy Scouts focus on hiking. That's my experience with, that stuff. Is there's a lot of hiking, not tying, these sorts of things, the stuff that you'd need to know as a young infantryman, basically.
I remember hearing they made, box cars and raced them or something like that at one point.
Yeah, there's the derby. I can't remember what the first part of it is, but
Boxcar Derby or something.
Matchbox. I can't remember what it is.
Derby.
Anyway, so you carve a car out of balsa wood, put some wheels on it, paint it up, and run it down a track. Whoever wins gets some kind of little medal. I won the one where my father won. My father did a great job carving a balsa wood plane.
You sat in it.
No,
it's a plane. Okay.
No. These things are tiny.
Yeah.
So the car is 5 inches long.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And maybe they do that too, where you're talking about the kids riding around. I don't know. But I can tell you, in our troop, what we did was we'd alternate years, and one year we'd do the cars rolling down the ramp, and the other years we'd do the airplanes, where you wind it up with a rubber band in the middle of it. run it down some fishing wire, and whichever one made it to the end first. And we handily whooped everything the whole way through. I don't know what
Your dad
did to
you
it.
Mean?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Well, I took credit for it.
Okay.
You can believe that. So
they're changing their name.
Yep.
This is a big moment. I mean, this is an organization.
It's been around a long time.
It's been around, what, 100 years plus? 105, something like that?
Yeah. And I wouldn't call it the biggest change in the world. Boy Scouts of America have now gone to Scouts BSA. So they're keeping the initials BSA, which has been their initials all along, and they're calling themselves the Scouts. They're intending to be more inclusive. They got rid of the gay ban on Scoutmasters back in 2015. So essentially, they're poising themselves from a branding aspect to be the scouting organization.
Mm-hmm.
The Girl Scouts, which, you know, own cookiedom, right?
Yeah, that time of year right now. I saw them for sale the other day.
I get the impression that they're working that angle the whole year round. But nonetheless, they're, you know, they're not worried. It's a yawn. It's basically their response. So Boy Scouts of America doubled down Wednesday on its quest to become the scouting organization of choice for boys and girls, announcing it will drop boy from the name of its signature program. But the decision didn't impress the Girl Scouts organization, which noted no new girl-specific programming. Girl Scouts is the premier leadership development organization for girls. Sylvia, well, I should have practiced this ahead of time. Acevedo, CEO of Girl Scouts of the USA, said in a statement, "We are and will remain the first choice for girls and parents." Both groups.
Probably true.
Which have been at odds since the Boy Scouts decided to open its doors to girls, have been struggling with declining membership. The umbrella organization will retain its name, Boy Scouts of America, or BSA. The term Cub Scouts for kids 7 to 10 years old is gender neutral and will also go unchanged. Boy Scouts, which includes kids 10 to 17, will become Scouts BSA in February. Jeez,
so it's already
February.
Done. Oh, wait, this already happened?
This article should be from, it was published today. Must be February coming.
Okay, all right.
So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really seem to be a big deal on its face. Like, I mean, nobody really should be surprised.
It's all over conservative radio.
Yeah.
It's all they're talking about.
Really?
Dear God, we're losing, plink, another nail in America's spaceship. We're going to crash and burn. Rome will be torn asunder. I mean, you just hear it and hear it and hear it. You never hear them say, oh, by golly, the Young Men's Christian Association really went downhill after they started letting in people that weren't young, weren't Christian, and weren't men.
For
as a matter of fact,
know.
They'll let you in if you don't even believe in associations.
Maybe there are people that don't know. Young Men's Christian Association is the YMCA.
YMCA. Right.
Yeah. I didn't learn that about the YMCA until well into my adult years.
Well, that's because there are people in the world that don't ask questions of themselves, Ian. I mean, well, how can you wander around not just wondering what YMCA stands for?
I don't know, man. I was a kid.
You said well into your adulthood. Apparently, you were an adult. Part of it, too.
Yeah, I didn't pay any attention to
you
that.
You were obtuse. Just go ahead and admit it. That's what's going to happen with BSA now. People are going to be like, the Scouts. Yeah, BSA. Wonder what that means. And they're just going to go on.
Do people wonder what KFC means? Because that's the same move, right? When Kentucky Fried Chicken changed their name to KFC, it was supposedly to take the word fried out of their title. That was the supposed reason.
Was it to be more inclusive and take out the word Kentucky?
I don't know. I remember hearing the claim that it was about the word fried, that they wanted to get away from the image of just having fried chicken.
So nothing changes? They just take the word fried out of their name?
Well, they probably have some kind of baked chicken sandwich or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
There's probably a grilled chicken sandwich over there that doesn't sell at all because it's not as good.
Right. But isn't this basically the same move? Now they're calling themselves Scouts BSA. That's the same thing. Isn't that essentially saying we're the Scouts BSA, which is to say Scouts Boy Scouts Association or Boy Scouts of America or whatever? So it's, now the word Scout is in there twice.
Yeah,
seems like a dumb
change. I think that it would make me more likely to want to send my son there. Like it's got less of that. It just seemed too much like Republican military prep to me. Beforehand.
It's probably still going to be that. I mean,
yeah, I remember that. I still remember the oath. I promise to do my best, do my duty to God and my country, and obey the laws of the pack. Obey is like right in there.
Wow. You know. See, I never wanted to swear that oath. That's why I was never truly a Boy Scout. Like, I told my parents I would go and do it because my mom wanted me to, and I just refused to.
It's great to be able to know those knots, and by God, you should know how to camp and forage for food and all that stuff.
Yeah, at that point in my life, I had basically privately become an atheist and was not interested in swearing the oath to God or the country, so they didn't want me.
If you're an atheist and you swear an oath to God, is it meaningful?
To me, it was at the time. I'm not an atheist anymore. But
yeah, but you're an annoying teenager at the time.
855, 454. Free your thoughts. Share Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Mother's Day sneaks up and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells mom you don't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquet, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books Farms and delivered straight to your mom so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cuts out the middleman, you'll get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter code FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL to save an extra 15%. That's Books.com, BOUQS.com. And remember, code FTL saves an extra 15%.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. It is not too late to get your orders in for Mother's Day over at The Books. Books stands for bouquets, and I think you'll find that they've got a excellent selection over at BOUQS.com. They are freshly cut from Books Farms, including farms on the side of a volcano.
Yeah, that makes it a better value. Basically, they're the supplier. They're the distributor.
They cut out the middlemen.
Right, they really do. Yeah.
And that means you can get amazing fresh flowers at an amazing price for your mom. Show her how much you care and send her artisan design flowers from the Books, like I did this weekend. You can order today and get 15% off when you use code FTL. That's FTL, like Free Talk Live, BOUQS.com. These flowers are booking awesome. Remember to enter code FTL and save an extra 15% at Books.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we started out with this story about the Boy Scouts of America changing their name. Apparently, people are upset about this in some quarters. Wondering how you feel. You're, of course, welcome to weigh in on whatever you want as well. Michael in Virginia, listening to WNIS. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, from Virginia Beach, our big question is, what's in a name? The KGB is no longer called the KGB, but it's still the KGB.
Mm-hmm.
The Soviet Union is no longer called the Soviet Union, but it's still the Soviet Union.
Now, the Department of War is no longer called the Department of War, but it still is the Department of War.
Thank you, thank you. Now, let's do it this way. Let's say that candidate Donald Trump, in the year 2000, when he was running for the office of president on the Reform Party ticket, let's say he just happened to start dating a woman while he was married to his second wife, and that woman just happened to be from the Soviet Union, if you like, or the renamed KGB, if you like. Now, how do we know that? Because her father was a communist official in the Soviet Union. That is, before Slovenia supposedly became a free nation. So,
are we proposing that Ivanka Trump is a KGB agent?
Oh, there's no question but what she is.
That's great. I have never heard this
before. That's a new conspiracy theory.
Yeah, that's good.
No,
this is one of those left-wing conspiracies, right?
Well, listen to how simple it is. It was a classic Russian honeypot situation in which he took a blind date with a woman that he knew nothing about, and he ended up divorcing his wife in order to marry her. And he also ended up taking money from Russian oligarchs and appointing the top officials in his campaign as all strong pro-Russian, strong Russian financial ties. Now, in addition to all that, he goes to the G20 summit with his wife, Melania, the KGB agent.
It's his
daughter.
What do I know?
She sits with Vladimir Putin for 2 solid hours with no American translator present. After 2 hours of talking to Putin alone, she waves her husband over into the conversation. They talk for an additional 1 hour and never reported in violation of security protocol at the White House.
So is this like the kind of the lefty version of the whole Obama's not an American thing, like the sort of their version of a conspiracy theory that's difficult to prove?
Yeah, how would I go about proving this?
Well, listen, you don't go about proving it when you have an officer in the Navy or the Air Force or the Marines who has done the same thing. You don't have to prove anything. He has violated security protocols. He will not be promoted unless, of course, his commanding officer happens to be someone named Jerry Falwell Jr., who nets $200 million a year with his phony college.
Okay. I'm a little bit lost here. So who's this person that's not getting promoted?
How do I prove it? I got confused.
Hold on. So wait, who's the person that's not getting promoted? Is this the person who violated security protocols regarding the Trump visit to Putin?
Not only that, but long before that, when he went out on his wife and started dating a KGB agent.
His second wife.
Your allegation is that she's a KGB agent because, and is it proven that her father was in the KGB, or is that another, you know, unproven allegation?
We never prove that anyone is in the KGB.
Yeah, how would you do that?
We've never been able to prove it.
So it's wild speculation.
Here's what you do. You send a masher up towards her, and if she, like, you know, gives a flying kick to his head and then breaks his neck, then you'll know she's a KGB agent.
Thanks for the call tonight, Michael. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So basically just pure speculation, right?
Well, it's amusing speculation.
Sure, sure. I mean, that's essentially – there's a lot you can say about Donald Trump, but I got to say I think the worst critique of him is that he's connected somehow to the Russians. I mean, how about the fact that he's bombed innocent people more so than Obama did?
But I don't see a lot of stories about it. I mean, I've heard the claims, but I'm not getting those stories. Are we talking about Yemen and U.S. support in Yemen?
Somewhere in the Middle East. I don't remember where he dropped all the bombs, but there was some kind of story about that said it was, but maybe several months ago. I don't know if the bombings continued.
Yep, I've read the stories, but I didn't hear it fleshed out very well.
But that right out of the gate, he managed to, bomb more people, innocent people, at an increased clip over Barack Obama toward the end of the Obama
administration. He certainly never made any suggestion that he was more pro-peace than Barack Obama.
He said he would keep us
out of other countries' business, but
yeah, he violated that.
He wanted to ramp up the military from the get-go,
yeah.
And we all know what happens when a guy's got a hammer.
Everything looks like
a nail. Every time they get a big hammer, they're going to go around whacking nails.
So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. Although, you know, there have been some things, just like with Obama, where you can acknowledge Trump seems to have done a decent job. I mean, he surprisingly has shown up as sort of this strange kind of diplomat role between South and North Korea, almost presiding over what could be the end of the Korean War. Now, we've yet to actually have him meet.
I hear that he's been officially nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, if that's true, I mean, there would be an argument that he deserves it more than Obama for, you know, the North Korea situation. But then again, what level of, you know, what role did he really have to play in it? Was there some sort of backroom deals that went on to change Kim Jong-un from a saber-rattling, you know, copy of his father and grandfather before him into this peace-oriented person who's now changed the time zone of North Korea to match South Korea's time zone?
Maybe it's just China believing that there's going to be a trade war and they want to, you know, appease the Americans in the way they want to be appeased. I have no clue.
All right. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can bring up what you want here, whether it's a comment on the Boy Scouts changing their name or whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Edition of the show. Dial toll-free. Join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Bitcoin.com, they are loaded up with useful features for you, whether you're brand new to Bitcoin and you just want to learn the basics, or you're old school and you want to get the latest news headlines, or maybe get involved in the Bitcoin mining pool over at pool.bitcoin.com. Whether you've got the technical capability to do the mining yourself on your own computer, or you want to hire Bitcoin.com to do it on theirs, you can do it either way over at pool.bitcoin.com. So go there, learn more about the mining pool. You can mine either Bitcoin Core or Bitcoin Cash. It is up to you. Or do them both over at pool.bitcoin.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts here, we've been talking about the Boy Scouts changing their name to Scouts BSA, I think it is.
That's right.
Their new name. We're going to get into a little bit more about that. And then cultural appropriation is on deck. Justin in Virginia, though, you're on first listening to WNIS there in Norfolk. Hello, Justin.
Hi, how are you doing?
Great, you're on the air.
Oh, well, I'm a Eagle Scout, or a former Eagle Scout, I guess you don't drop that, but
yeah, I don't know.
I was going to give my 2 cents on the Boy Scout name. I hadn't heard that bit about the Scouts BSA, but I don't think that the irony was lost on them that if they had just dropped the boy bit, they would have been the SA and they wear brown shirts.
S-A?
S-A was what the SS was called before.
Oh, really?
They went government.
Right, sort of politically or whatever. So that was just my two cents.
Well, they could have been S-O-A, Scouts of America. They could have brought the O into it.
Way to run with the joke, Ian.
Yeah. Was that all you had, Justin, or do you want to share your thoughts on how you feel about it? I mean, do you think it was a good choice for them?
I think it's they're probably just trying to avoid that. I think that I'm not the only one who would have come up with that, you know, as far as a criticism or, you know, just a little joke.
But they didn't have to change their name at all, right? Like, they could have just continued being the Boy Scouts. Do you feel like as somebody who attained the highest rank of Eagle Scout, which is a pretty big deal when somebody gets an Eagle Scout, it doesn't happen very often.
It's about one of the highest, one of the highest honors a civilian can get.
Yeah, I mean, so as somebody who's gone through the ranks there at the Boy Scouts, do you feel like this is a stab in the back? Do you think it was a good move for the organization?
Oh, I don't think it makes too much of a difference at all. I think change the name at the top, it's very, you could call it sort of corporate, and what happens in the individual troops, isn't affected too much by, you know, the top. When an Eagle Scout was stripped of his rank because of his atheist proclamation, there were plenty of atheist Boy Scouts in my troop, and there were plenty of gay Boy Scouts in my troop, for that matter. I don't think it'll make much difference on the ground at all.
Yeah, I don't think so either. It's hard for me to imagine that there's going to be any kind of major exodus, right? Because there's obviously going to be some people, and thank you for the call, Justin, I appreciate it. There's obviously going to be some people make a lot of noise. Mark, you said there are a lot of people mad about this on talk radio this week, so clearly there's...
They got to have something to be mad about on talk radio.
Yeah, there's some kind of heat surrounding this particular decision. What percentage of the scouts that are currently scouting are going to protest by quitting the scouts, right? Because they're already losing, one of the reasons why they made this change is because they've already been dropping off as far as the number of scouts per whatever.
Right.
And so they're losing numbers over time anyway. Are they really going to lose any significant larger number because of making this decision? And also, would that balance out? Even if they lose some, wouldn't it balance out with a potential influx of new scouts from the female side?
Yeah, I would say that's the case, right? Yeah. Ultimately, they're looking at membership and, you know, what the revenue that creates. And,
yeah. And if your membership's going down, you got to do something
about that, right? They've just increased their audience size. They've just doubled their audience size.
Audience potential.
Yeah. So that's great. I would say that... But what my experience is that the younger a conservative is, the less they tend to care about the social issues.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So
a bunch of old dudes who are mad about this is what you're saying?
People who are not part of the target demographic
for scouting.
Maybe the target demographic for Den Master, and they've got to look at that too. That's important. I can yickety yak all I want, but I haven't gone and become the Den Master of any particular troop anyplace. So... it's the doers, you know, those people, they've got to look at that too. What I would mostly say is the young people probably don't care about issues of whether or not we should let gay people in here or, if a girl wants to hike instead of selling cookies or whatever it is. I don't think that those are issues that strike to the core of Generation Z right now. What I think is true when it comes to conservatives, and I've used this example many times, my great-grandmother, Pauline Traub, when she found playing cards in my great-uncle's room, both of these men are now dead, as is Pauline, she went out to the willow tree and got a branch and wore it out.
My God.
On those basically young adults, men, right?
Those gambling cards are the tool of Satan or something like that?
I don't know. I have no clue what was going through her head at the time. Well, to her, I know exactly what was going through her head because I've been in this family long enough. It's all about class. It's a class issue. Low-class people gamble.
I see.
That's what it came down to. But anyway.
Low-class people beat their kids with a switch from the backyard.
I would disagree 100 years ago as to whether or not that was the case.
Okay.
So anyway, ultimately, she, I mean, is she a conservative? Because there are very, very few people who would
it
do
sounds
that.
Sounds like a conservative move, right?
It was a conservative move 100 years ago, yeah. But what is it now?
And just to take some kids' playing cards still seems very conservative, right?
Very
Puritan.
Like, that's just nuts, off the board, crazy kind of. Conservatives today would say, gambling, what's the big deal?
Would they?
Yes, they would.
Okay. Well, some it's still outlawed in most places.
Some conservatives, they think you should go to those places to gamble. Look, my family voted Republican all the time. They still played Penny Michigan Rummy. I mean, you know.
Look, it's, at least here in New Hampshire, I've been to some of the hearings on loosening the regulations on gambling, and it seems to be a bipartisan issue with people on both sides of the aisle against making it legal to
They're always
gamble.
Worried about the organized crime. I mean, as though...
But legalizing it would get rid of organized crime from gambling.
You can't make
the,
any
the worry
make any sense.
The worry, from what I understand of having heard the objections, is, you know, oh, people get addicted to this. We can't have something legal that could be addictive.
People drive down to Mohegan Sun.
Yeah.
You're still in no... I mean, they're all, it's an hour and a half away.
Right.
You're not stopping people from getting addicted.
That's the claim, though.
Yeah.
So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We go to Chernobyl, calling us from Ithaca, New York. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
Good evening.
Hey there.
Funny story real quick. When I was a kid, my buddy made me a deck of magic cards for my birthday.
Yeah.
And
are we
my
talking,
mom,
hold on. Before we go on, are we talking about cards with which you can do magic? Or are we talking about
Magic the Gathering cards?
Excellent. Okay. Thank you.
The competitive card, collectible card game.
So he made me a deck so we could play together.
That's
and then
nice of him.
My mom threw them away because they were satanic.
Oh. But there's angels and stuff in the white deck.
No, that doesn't matter.
That doesn't work, huh?
People who do things like that don't see a lot of nuance.
Yeah.
I went to a Christian school, and the Bible teacher there was of the opinion that Dungeons & Dragons, this was in the 80s, when Dungeons & Dragons was killing kids in their car while they played Highway to Hell on the radio station, on the radio. He was of the opinion that, that was all satanic. There were some kids that wouldn't dress up on Halloween because it's Satan's birthday, or, you know, a whole variety.
Those poor kids, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they couldn't go to the Halloween parties
right.
at the school.
Candy. It really comes down to candy.
They had to go hang out in the office during the Halloween party if they were at school that day. And,
yeah.
It was real obvious.
The satanic panic and the kind of frenzy around that actually reminds me of the social justice outrage mob thing we see today, where if you're going and looking for things to get upset about and to panic about, you're going to find them.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
And people, there is a currency now in being a victim and being outraged, to the point where people are deriving their self-image by the things that they claim to oppose.
That they're upset about. All right, stand by, Chernobyl. I know you had more comments on the cultural appropriation. That's still to come, by the way, the news story about a dress at a prom and somebody's offended.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at NHLiberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, NHLiberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, NHLiberty.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial toll free to join us here. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. With you tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
The AMP program is a way for you to get behind Free Talk Live if you like the fact that we give you the features on our website for free, unlike other talk show hosts that charge you in advance for things like webcam and archive access. We do all that free. If you appreciate the work that we do here, spreading the ideas of freedom and liberty and peace and cryptocurrency all around the world, and doing it 7 nights a week live, then please get behind the show for $5 a month with the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it is your $5 a month, listeners like you, that are donating to AMP that really helps make this show possible. It helps make our continued expansion, slow as it might be, we are expanding. We have now hit a new record of 188 radio affiliates.
Oh, 188 now.
Yep. And sweet. In fact, there's two in the hopper as well.
200 is coming down the track.
Don't get cocky. But
it's
yes,
got to come.
At some point, we will...
We could die.
Well, I mean, the show would go on, presumably, if we
indeed
died.
But I wouldn't be celebrating 200 were I dead.
Well, indeed. Somebody would be, though, in that case. And it's listeners like you becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers that make this expansion possible. It makes it easier for us to market the show, to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you want to get the cool perks that our amplifiers get access to, like the Amp Only Facebook group, the Amp Only chat rooms on our Discord server, there's also a special Amp badge, Free Talk Live badge, only for amplifiers on our Free Talk Live forum, and more. Go and get all the details over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with credit card. You can do PayPal. You can also do Bitcoin Core. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. All right, our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've been talking about political correctness, specifically starting with the Boy Scouts. Was it a politically correct move, or was it just a smart move to save their business? A smart move to make them more relevant.
Organization. They're not for profit.
Okay. They're an organization that has been around, by the way, since the year 1910. So it's been around since, you know, for 108 years at this point, and they have now changed their name to BSA, or excuse me, Scouts BSA.
Yeah.
As we go back to Chernobyl, he'd called in with some comments generally on all this political correctness. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I don't want to get tied down in the discussion about the Boy Scouts, but the founder was a major creep who liked young boys. Just
really?
Google that.
Really?
So get rid of the whole damn thing. But as far as the prom dress, at the same time that Twitter made that a moment, they also made a moment out of the debate.
Well, we haven't talked about the prom dress, so I don't know what has happened here. We only basically teased that we were going to talk about it. So did one of you want to summarize?
Yeah, I'll do the summary. A young gal, obviously.
High school.
Okay. Going to prom, decided she was going to wear a dress that was rather sort of Chinese-y.
Uh-huh.
Tight-fitting. Slit up the side of the leg.
Is it insulting to say it's Oriental?
It's Oriental.
How?
Okay.
No.
It's a Western-influenced Chinese dress from the 20s. Huh. So part of the issue was that she and her friends posed with their palms together like you would do in a kind of cliche sort of Asian-y sort of bowing situation, if that makes sense.
Yep, okay.
So the guy, Jeremy Lamb, I think his name was, he is the one who started this whole thing with his tweet saying, yep, you know, my culture is not your prom dress. Yet people dug into his tweets and found him saying racially insensitive stuff.
Hmm.
And at the same time this was trending, though, there was a debate over whether hotel shampoo was racist. That's
true.
Was selected by Twitter to be a trending moment. Did you see that?
No, I missed all this crap.
Yep.
So, I mean, both of these issues were kind of manufactured out of thin air. They did a poll, and like 90% of people don't think it's a problem to wear the dress. And
a poll, I saw a guy going around in China asking in Cantonese or Mandarin, I couldn't tell you what, in Chinese, he was asking China, is it a problem? And besides no, the next highest answer was, well, does she look good in the dress?
Yeah.
I mean, that's, people were not only supportive, but bewildered as to why you would ask.
Right. Wow, somebody actually appreciates our history and culture enough to want to, you know, be seen in it, wearing it.
And this is so the cultural appropriation is a well-designed attack on,
freedom.
Basically people who are, you know, what they consider to be the races in power, right? So it's racist and it's at its core. And, it's basically aimed at other folks. So you can't say, well, the car was created by an American, so anybody else who's driving a car is culturally appropriating America. Because that's them having to fit into the new world, and we're forcing them to do it, okay? I can't say, at this point, wooden shoes haven't come back into fashion for whatever reason, but I couldn't say anything about that. Drunkenness is not, I can't say anybody who's not Irish can't get drunk like me, or whatever. I mean, it just doesn't, it's just designed for people who don't have things to do to be upset.
I know, right? It's just ridiculous. I mean, who cares if somebody wears an Indian costume on Halloween or wears a Oriental dress to a prom? Isn't it a good thing when cultures mix? I mean, hello? Are these people talking about cultural appropriation basically racist to where they want to keep their race pure and they don't want anybody else from anywhere else adopting any of it?
It's not even necessarily the people who are from that race. In this case, Jeremy Lamb was.
Yeah.
Who are from that particular...
It's other people being offended on their behalf.
It's people being offended on their behalf.
I see.
What it really boils down to is that you're a thought criminal if you do not continuously try and factor in how you might be perceived into your behavior, regardless of what your intent is. Mm. And again, these people are searching for a reason to be upset, and they are finding it every time. The thing with the hotel shampoo, it's supposed to be cheap, and it's disposable because God knows what someone could do to it when it was in the room.
What is this thing with the hotel shampoo?
Why is hotel shampoo racist? I just read it. I don't know why.
Because it's not good for black hair. If you pull up the woman's tweet, she said, you know, I can't use white people's shampoo on my hair. Why are you not thinking about the other 50% of your customers? Implying that 50% of people who stay at hotels are African-American, black, or whatever you want to call it, which is simply not the case statistically. And
it couldn't possibly be.
If you need special shampoo for your hair, you should bring your own shampoo, you know? The stuff in the hotel is a courtesy.
It's a courtesy.
It's not like...
Yeah.
So it's this... It's,
some people
it's
say shampoo's bad for your hair, period. That you're not
shampoo's
supposed
to... Shampoo's
a scam. Yeah. Is it? But, I don't know. I don't know who to believe.
I use shampoo every day. I get scammed every day.
I don't use it every day, but I don't shower every day, so...
Well, that's
the
lovely.
Idea that a
is today
hotel
one of those days?
Not...
Sorry, go ahead.
The idea that a hotel not providing... special shampoo or the right kind of shampoo to you as in a racial affront is
insane.
In a logical kind of, it's an insane sort of assumption to make, yet people feel empowered by their victimhood and they just take it and they run with it. Next thing you know, Twitter's promoting it as a serious conversation. So everyone who's talking about this nonsense is kind of complicit, myself included. I'm just trying to make heads or tails of it, but it's very illogical. This is not a real discussion.
It seems like, and look, I'm not, not trying to narrow this down to a few different cultures. So when people get into cultural conversations, especially with people with whom they are part of that culture, the first things they're going to talk about are food, right? And then they're going to talk about how they were subjected by, how they were downtrodden by some group or another. I can tell you that is very true of the Irish, and in many cases you'll talk to the German types and the Italians and all that. You'll always hear about that group that treated them like crap at one point or another, and it just seems,
even though they may not have been alive too.
It seems like the whole thing around ethnicity is feeling bad for your dead ancestors who did their very best to build an amazing world in which you can live.
A lot of this seems like first world problems to me. I mean, people complaining about the shampoo that they get in the hotel
for free.
The gratuity shampoo that they're getting, gratis, that's their complaint. I mean, there's some people in the world that would love to have a bottle of shampoo and would love to have themselves a nice oriental dress of any kind.
How about potable water?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, thank you for the call, Chernobyl. I appreciate hearing from you there in Ithaca on Skype. Sounded good, too. If you want to get on our Skype, you can do that. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request first. We'll approve you and you'll be good to go. But don't send any of those spammy links, otherwise I'm going to remove you. I don't think most people know when they do that, but I never click on those links. You ever see those things come through?
Yeah, Skype just has some kind of vulnerability where people's accounts may not have been, they may not have lost their password or anything, but something gets in there and
just starts spamming out these questionable-looking links.
These creepy-looking links, and the best advice I have is don't click on a link that you get through Skype until you've had a long conversation with the person about
unless
it.
Unless you are expecting that person to send you a link. Link to something. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can join us. We got more on this cultural appropriation thing because I want to hear what they have to say about it on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.